Jerry Bader Show, 9:53. I have been, I don't know that I actually beg on the air. I guess I have at times. But I've begged people to do this or that. Look, I'm begging you. I guess I have. I have been nearly begging for a third-party group to start running ads in Wisconsin highlighting who Mary Burke really is. In other words, defining her for what she really is before she starts spending some of her own considerable personal wealth on defining herself. My opinion is she has botched this. And I believe it's why her numbers are lower now into the campaign than they were before people who knew who what she was. Think of it as the shiny car that looks great from a distance. And then you open the door, you open the hood, so on. Oh, well, gee, it looked good over there on the lot when I was across the street. It doesn't look so good now. That's kind of what you're seeing with Mary Burke. When she was this hypothetical rich woman, the liberal that was going to run, she was very competitive. She has lost that edge, and Scott Walker appears to be putting distance between her and himself. And I have been saying that I believe the witch hunt John Doe probe underway is having the desired effect of stifling the political free speech of conservative groups who would otherwise be in this game. There is a national organization, the Washington Post reporting. Reed Wilson of the Washington Post reporting that the Republican Governors Association is going to bat for one of its all-stars with an early advertisement aimed at bolstering Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker's campaign. The advertisement set to run starting Wednesday, that's a week from yesterday, will attack Madison School Board member Mary Burke, Walker's likely Democratic opponent, for her tenure as State Commerce Secretary under Walker's predecessor, Democratic Governor Jim Doyle. An RGA official said the committee would spend six figures running the advertisement on broadcast and cable television. I have done some digging. I have not been able to ascertain in which markets. I have so far checked with my sources in the Green Bay market. I haven't received any information that it's running in this market. I'm not saying it isn't. I'm saying I haven't been able to nail that down. I am checking with some sources in the Milwaukee TV market. Clearly, you would think it's going to run in Milwaukee because Milwaukee television actually covers a lot of southeast Wisconsin. I don't know about what I would call the secondary television markets, Madison, Eau Claire, La Crosse, Wausau. I don't know. I don't know. So what they're going to do is look at economic development as her tenure as Commerce Secretary. I'm fine with that. My preference would be, I'm not saying, I haven't seen the ad, so I can't judge it. And I'm going to try to knock on some doors, figuratively speaking, that I have access to see if I can get this, a copy of this video. Because I'm interested to see exactly what they are doing. There are all sorts of things on which you can define her, though. You can define her on she thinks giving taxpayer money back is irresponsible. She was for a 35-cent-an-hour increase in the minimum wage. Now she wants it to go from 7.25 to 10.10. The little bit that she has spoken in the time that she's been in the race has provided a lot of fodder by which to identify her. And I hope, whatever element of her it is, that this is the goal. To identify her, to define her, again, not falsely, as she will do for herself, but as what she really is. What she really is. And I think that would be critical. But I'm glad to hear that someone is doing this. It's 9:58.
things Jerry Bader. JerryBaderShow.com.